Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, I'm going to be showing you how to input a layer file, actually how to input an Excel file in a comma separated value format and be able to map this onto the map. This is an important translation because this is the first time what you're doing is using tabular data to make a map, and that's quite a task. So let's go ahead and get started. This is kind of similar to what your end map should look, possibly more aesthetically appealing though. So let's take a look. Make sure that you're in the classic view. What does that mean? Well, here's open in map viewer. Let me show you. Something. All right, if you enter arcgis.com, this is where I'm at. Go into map, and then once you go select map, what you're gonna come up with is the modern map style. This is not what you want because this has very limited features. So the map layer that you're trying to input is add layer from file. However, again, you don't use this just as a note of caution. You have to change this into open in Map Viewer Classic. And then when you go into this, try to familiarize yourself with the locations of the menu items because this is something that is very useful. And I want you to note that this technique and this way of inputting location data is actually something that is what I presented in APHA. So with that said, let's take a look. Of course, I told you that you wanted to add layer from file. Now, there's some caveats here that you want to pay attention to. First of all, when you're adding layering into a file, then you have to make sure that this is in a comma separated value format. If you try to put in an Excel file, this is not going to take it. So let me go ahead and look through my computer and take a look at where this can be found. So just keep track of where you download this to or where you have your file. Right here is the Ohio data. Again, make sure that this is CSV, Microsoft, comma, separated value. And that's something you'll have to do when you're converting this data. This is a file that that can be also produced here. So again, CSV file, if this is not what you're seeing, comma, separated value, you have to go into Excel and convert that into CSV. Anyway, so this has been already done, so let's select open. And once we select open, import layer, and take a look at what fields are available. Now, when you take a look at these fields, you probably would be thoroughly confused because this really doesn't have any choices other than longitude and latitude. In this data set, we don't have longitude and latitude. What we do have is the county name and then also the FIPS code. And in this situation, that's probably going to be like a zip code or whatnot. So again, switch this coordinates to addresses or places. So here's the button icon. If you take a look at this, you can change this to whatever you want. This is, of course, within the United States. So let's take a look here. Here's the field name locations. Now, by default, this doesn't have any sort of field available. So for instance, when you're talking about Richland County, now in this data set, just to give you an update, is that this is actually something that is only in Ohio. The initial data set was all over the United States. However, for the sake of space, I have provided Ohio. In terms of the FIPS code, you can kind of equate that to the zip code, and then kind of go from there. Now, 18.9, that's your actual value. You don't want to include that as your address that the point is in. So select add layer, and then take a look at what is in here. And what is interesting is that there's a lot of magnitude and direction in here. That depends on the type of file that is already entered into the system. What I'm going to show you, this is kind of a quick and dirty sort of way to do this. You have the ability and the option to look at different types of points. So this one, you have different options. For instance, you can make a heat map, and I'm going to show you kind of how that works. This is, again, magnitude and whatnot. This is the heat map, and you can see there's a lot of points in here. Now, with that said, you want to backtrack and take a look at what is actually being mapped. This is not what you want. You don't want this code to be mapped as a field. What you have to do then is change your field to the percentage that you want to illustrate. So that here is 18.9, and then wait for this to change. You don't want all these colors because then you have to kind of go through and take a look. Now, you might be better off doing colors here because this is a way that you can kind of take a look and color coordination to where these are located and what the mapping is. So any place, basically this is interpreting that any place that was red has higher percentages. Let's take a look over here. This is equivalent to 22.5. Anywhere that there's sort of a deep green, these are lower percentages, like 24.9. If you look at the blue, then the sorry, if you look at the blue, then these blue indicators are related to this areas. Now there's a lot of gray. Gray means other. There's not data available here. Two yellow points in Akron, that's equivalent to 22%. So this is an important way that you can depict this. This doesn't indicate to you the magnitude of the percentage. This is solely the direction here, and this is important as well. So there's a lot of options. Take a look, change the field. What are the types of symbols that are available? I encourage you to actually go into this number as well to take a look at what it is that you're what are the options in visualizing this. What is important to note in geospatial illustrations is that you want to make sure that you're depicting something that is that is important, and then go from there. Again, let's make sure that if you want to create the map, let's make sure that everything is showing here. And as you can see, there's some find my location there, and you can basically put any sort of address and whatnot, and see what that means. So this is where you can add the address or the location. And then here's the mileage. So all of these components are very important for a map. Again, go ahead and take a look at what types of maps that you can create. I hope, so this is the layer. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.